In our last hope, we could see that Jesus still had a 100% success rate when it came to healing, and that the unbelief in his hometown didn't actually hinder Jesus from healing, but rather the unbelief of the people kept the people away from Jesus to receive healing. Today we want to look at another very common conclusion people come to when they face an illness. God is trying to teach me a lesson. But does God not use sickness to teach us? Jesus didn't come to teach you through sickness. He didn't come to kill you with disease. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is our teacher and will lead us into all truth. John 14 says, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." For God to cause evil, to let good come out of it, is counterproductive. Yes, God works all things together for the good of those who love him, but he doesn't author the bad just to make it work together for good. That would seem manipulative. If I were to poison the town's water supply, everyone would get sick. If I then come forth with the antidote as well, I could be as the good guy who saved the people. But if it is discovered that I caused the poisoning, I would be locked up as a criminal. Now, why would we think that God is a criminal? Who causes evil only to get glory for making it work together for good? Now, sin and sickness are two fruits from the same tree. That's why God dealt with both at Calvary. Psalm 103 says, "Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." You can't believe that he forgave all of your sins if you don't believe he healed all of your diseases. In Mark 2, Jesus proved that he had the power to forgive sins by healing the sick. If forgiveness and healing were not equivalent acts of God, based on the same authority and therefore the same principle of Jesus' atonement, then Jesus' act of healing would not have been proof of his authority to forgive. They have to be related in order for this to be proved. Jesus is not the author of sickness, but of healing. Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 53, "And by his stripes we are healed." Now Peter quoted the same verse in 1 Peter 2, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." The words used for healed each time was a word that was only used for physical healing. Hebrew rapha, Greek iome. Luke 9 clearly says it all. "For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." He doesn't teach us by destroying us with sickness. The fact that Jesus healed everyone shows us clearly that sickness is not God's favorite tool to teach us and building character. We don't live under the Old Testament. We have now the Holy Spirit in us who teaches us all things and produces godly character. We never read that Jesus answered to a sick person, "God wants to build some character in you first." Just as Jesus revealed the Father's will, so are we to reveal Jesus' will as well. It's our mission. Jesus was sent by the Father and we are sent by him. Healing ministry is revealing God's heart. But God doesn't only want to perform miracles, he wants to be seen through our entire lives. We need to be conformed into his likeness. Romans 8 says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Healing is just a fraction of God's love. It is extremely important, yes, but God's love is way bigger than just to heal. Dan Moller puts it this way: the "I love you" from God is Jesus on the cross. Jesus paid for sin and sickness. There is no need to use sickness as a tool to form character in you when Jesus paid for sickness. But even if you don't believe that God wants to heal, even though his heart is to heal, then of course he can bring good things out of the sickness. Because as Romans 8 clearly says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. God won't blame us that we didn't have enough faith, and we shouldn't blame him for sending sickness to teach us, because he teaches with the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much for watching. Our next topic, which is probably the biggest objection, will be, but Paul didn't get healed either from his thorn in the flesh.